a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Senate Appropriations. I only want to pull up one bill this morning. Of course, I don't have the bill number that I want to pull up this morning. 1175. But before we do that, we need to call the roll.
Sutton.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Norstrup.
Here.
Heineman.
Aye.
White.
Here. It's a swine.
Here.
Van Gerpen.
Here.
Solano.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Fantastic. I don't even have a gavel.
Whack. Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
Hold on. Whack. There's my gavel. All right. Hold on. We better wait for our secretary. You know, the end of session, we get a little antsy, I guess.
They were laughing at me and Ag this morning. I about wrecked my great business.
You know I should have come at 6:30.
Letting the committee not work at 8, I tell you what, just throws us all off. See, now we have quorum. It's official. All right, with that, Senator Heineman.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the minutes of March 5th.
Okay, I have a motion by Senator Heineman and a second by Senator Tiedemann on the motion to approve yesterday's minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? We've got those minutes approved, and we have no outstanding minutes. Is that correct, Madam Secretary? Okay. With that, I want to pull up House Bill 1175, authorize the Board of Regents to expand university facilities at the University of South Dakota to make an appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. This bill has had a previous hearing. We've closed public testimony. Are there any additional questions on House Bill 1175? Senator Jones.
Thank you, ma'am. Has this been amended twice?
I believe
down to a dollar, back to a million.
I believe we passed an amendment yesterday to get it back up to the original form, so it could go to conference, and to keep the discussion alive is how it worked. I believe, is that correct? Okay. Any further questions on it, Senator Tiedemann?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a clarification, Rich Nazer. If you have information, he is in charge of the incubator, the Sioux Falls incubator, is that okay. Correct? And then he also now is in charge of the research park. They're two separate entities, correct?
I believe there's three. We're talking about three. Mark Lee, did you want to step up? I believe there's three separate entities that we're talking about. The Gear Building, which is affiliated with the University of South Dakota. The research park is a separate entity. And then the incubator, the Business Technology Center, is a third. So, Mark Lee, if you could clarify.
Madam Chair, Mark Lee with the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. You've described it fairly accurately. Rich Nazer actually works for at the incubator, which is a project that is jointly owned by the Sioux Falls Development Foundation and the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. So he's their employee. Under contract, he also helps manage the Gear Center and the Developing Research Park. Our goal was to bring that incubator facility into a tight relationship with what's going on at the Gear Center and with the Developing Research Park so that we were not working at odds with each other. So we're very much in tune with what's going on with the Development Foundation and the Chamber.
Okay. Did you have a follow-up, Senator Tiedemann?
Yes. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. So the students are the businesses that he was talking about. Those are really located at the incubation center?
No, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
No, the ones he was talking about, describing in his narrative the other day, are actually in the Gear Center. The Gear Center is home to both the academic activities through USD's academic programs in biomedical engineering, as well as private companies that have also rented space there or aligned themselves with USD's programs to help market discoveries. So there's a combination of things going on there. There's private activity and public employees in the Gear Center.
Are there any further questions on House Bill 1175? Any other questions?
Oops.
Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll close committee questions. We'll open it up to committee action. Senator Heineman.
Madam Chair, I'd move due pass on House Bill 1175 as amended.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Senator Heineman, a second by Senator Van Gerpen. Discussion on the motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I think Dr. Warner probably said it best, even though he really wasn't a proponent or an opponent. He was just offering information. When we look at the 2020 vision for South Dakota and the Science and Technology Plan, as he mentioned, research has become such an important, critical part of economic development. And he said, we've always have to have a vision. And I think House Bill 1175 is really that vision. It's $500,000 for two different pieces that would really be part of the planning and designing. So I believe this is an important bill for economic development and actually for the research component of our higher education. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Heineman. Senator Van Gerpen.
Well, I would just amplify those comments by the senator from Sioux Falls area. This is visionary, and it's solidly based, and it focuses on research in just an ever-expanding field. This is not only good for the Sioux Falls area, but it's great for the state of South Dakota. And I think it's going to draw us national attention eventually on the research that's being done here. So I strongly support the passage of House Bill 1175. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Van Gerpen. Any further comments on Senator Sutton?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, this is an interesting conversation to have, and I've kind of went back and forth on this, but I believe I support the concept. The one thing I would encourage us to do as this moves forward is to explore options of where these funds will come from. I know now that it's coming out of the general fund, and I think we have to monitor and be careful how we're using our general fund dollars, and I think that's something that I've tried to stick to very closely over the last 4 years that I've been here. So I would encourage, I mean, I absolutely support the concept. I'm going to support this bill to get out of this committee, but I would like us to continue the conversation of potentially finding other funds to fund this rather than general fund dollars. Now, I don't know if you know there's enough support for that or not, but I would encourage us to think about it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Sutton. Further discussion on the due pass motion on House Bill 1175. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I totally support the concept of research parks, and I've been involved with the one at Brookings since 2005 on the board. I know that the two have been built differently. I think that I would like to see more local input, revenue dollars going into it. The city of Brookings put $5 million into the research park at Brookings, $3.8 million for the infrastructure. It seems like they're, by going for general funds, it puts that at somewhat of a, if they use it as an incentive, I can buy into it. But if it's used just for us providing the money, I'm not in favor of that. The other thing that concerns me about in Dr. Warner's testimony, he said what he really wants is to backfill on the insurance because that impacts all of the institutions. So you have six children that you're caring for, or you're just going to feed one. I want all six children to be well.
Okay. Are there any further comments? I would just add my two cents here as well, since I'm the Senate prime on this bill. I appreciate my vice chair's comments. I completely understand where he's coming from. I do believe that this is not intended to pay for the project. I believe this is to start working with the planning and zoning and things like that. I do believe that the City of Sioux Falls, the Forward Sioux Falls Foundation, the Career Center, all of those parties are going to be involved with raising dollars and contributing to it. I believe the entire project is $12.1 million, and obviously $1 million is only a small fraction of that. I would also encourage the body or this group to move this bill forward to continue the conversation. The reason we just put it up to the $1 million is just to make sure does not leave this house in the same form it left the house. I mean, we want to make sure that this does go to conference. We want to make sure it continues this conversation and moves forward. So with that, I would encourage a yes vote on the due pass motion. So with that, Secretary Oh, Senator Northrup.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I plan to be a yes vote tonight just to keep the conversation alive, and as we go forward with revenue projections and looking at our other priorities, we'll have to make some tough decisions next week, but this week we're just, the goal is to keep everything alive.
Okay, thank you, Senator Northrup. With that, Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
No.
Peters?
Aye.
8-1.
Okay. That'll go to the floor. House Bill 1175 will move to the floor. Do pass motion. And with that, I am going to defer the rest of the bills on the calendar. We'll bring them up on Monday at 10 o'clock for final action. Hopefully, we'll have a better picture of what revenue numbers are going to look like and what kind of amendments we need to discuss. Senator Jones, would you approve the minutes on Monday for today's meeting? I'll assign you the minutes. I know it's a tough read. It'll be a tough read. Tough read. All right. So you've been assigned. So on Monday, please make sure you have those ready. We'll have them ready here within the next hour or so. Yep. 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 Our secretary will deliver them for you. All right. Is there any further business that needs to come before Senate appropriations at this time? Seeing none, I've got a motion by Senator Northrup, a second by Senator Jones for adjournment. All those in favor say aye. Any opposed? We're adjourned.